You know the drill,
Luke said to his son as they entered sickbay with Vistara behind them. Ben nodded, giving Dion a cursory glance as they entered the small cabin. He lay on the gurney, still strapped down, still asleep.
Yep. Hook you up to an IV, monitor the signs, and hope I don't have to go beyond shadows to rescue you this time.
Luke smiled.
I don't think you will. We have a very specific task. This time, I know where I want to go and who I'm looking for. And trust me, I don't want to take more time than I have to on this.
She knows we're here,
Vistara said. The words were uttered without undue emphasis, but with such complete certainty that Ben felt a chill.
Well, I haven't felt any tentacles yet,
Ben said, trying to shrug off his unease.
If you do, you know how to handle it,
said Luke, dropping a hand on Ben's shoulder and giving it a good squeeze. He lay down on the bed next to the unconscious Dion, and Ben inserted the IV quickly and almost casually. Luke knew now, as he had not known the first time he had mind-walked, that this place had a counterpart in physical reality. All of the places he had visited did. He was on Abeloth's world, and this, the Lake of Apparitions, could be visited awake, on foot, with a lightsaber in his hand, if he knew where to find it. On Sinkhole Station, his guides were being bent to Abeloth's will, to take him to her, to keep him trapped in this place until his physical body perished. Only Ben's decision to come after him, putting himself at great risk, had saved Luke. On this second spirit voyage, he was again hardly among friends, but no one with whom he journeyed now wished Abeloth well. He had, as promised, instructed the Sith who had insisted on accompanying him on the techniques. As he expected, they grasped the concept quickly. He had warned them to expect a sense of elation, of euphoria, and not to trust it. He had advised them to have someone watching over them, to monitor their vital signs, and to be prepared to go in after them if things began to look dangerous. They had sniffed at his warnings, as if he were a child telling them fire was hot, and said they were certain they could handle it. Still, they had all agreed to be hooked up to IVs and have someone monitoring them at all times. He had instructed them to follow the crackling violet light that appeared as they awoke, for want of a better term, in Beyond Shadows, and had given them a very detailed description of the site at which they needed to appear. He was the first to arrive, no doubt because of his familiarity with the technique, and looked around at the Lake of Apparitions. He stood again on the shore in front of the narrow lake, bathed in blue sunlight. The surface was as still and dark as it had been the last time he had come here. On one shore was the granite face, on the other, the boulder-strewn meadow with knee-high hummocks of moss and small streams winding their way between them. And ahead, at the far end of the Lake of Apparitions, was swirling silver mist. The mists of forgetfulness. This time, though, Luke saw no hovering female figure beckoning him onward. They appeared one by one. First was Talon, lurching into existence as if stumbling, but then recovering quickly. A second later, Kai and Leha Fall appeared. They looked around curiously